confused. Still didn't fully comprehend what was going on. Thinking that he was the gardener. I don't know what you're thinking about Jesus is. I don't know who you think Jesus is. Maybe you're here and you've been confused about Jesus and who he is and the significance. Maybe you think he was John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, a prophet, a good man, a great teacher. And yet, he was so much more. As Peter said, he is the Christ, the Savior, your Savior, the Son of the living God who came, who died in your place. You and I deserve eternal death. That's what we deserve. He shed his blood to cover your sin if you believe that he did that for you. But he didn't stay dead. He rose again. And right here, he is standing before Mary, risen. She just didn't get it. I don't want that to be you today. As we look at this, it says here that Jesus then, as she's like, where have you laid him? Thinking he was the gardener, thinking that he was somebody else than who he really is. Thinking that he was the gardener. And Jesus said to her, just simply, Mary. Called her by name. And her eyes were open. And she turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. She understood. She connected the dots. This is Jesus. She heard his voice, and Jesus said to her, do not cling for me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went, announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And that they and that he had said these things to her. She got it. She understood. She was excited about it. She connected the dots. She understood the significance of what had taken place. Jesus, the one who died for her sins, the one who could provide for her salvation, was right there. She was serving a risen Savior, a living Savior. The one who can save your soul. Standing right here before you as we look to him through his word here. He died, paid your sin debt that you could never pay. He was the one who was perfectly qualified. No other one. In fact, in Acts chapter 4, it says, neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. My friend, there is no other way. It may sound exclusive, but I want you to know that that's the greatest hope that you can have. And that's in Jesus, believing that he did this for you and me. And the question is, will you believe it? And the text goes on the evening of that first day, the first day of the week, Sunday, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. Now, again, the doors were locked. We're afraid that the Romans are going to come and accuse us of stealing the body of Jesus. And he appears, comes through the walls. I don't know. There he is. He's here. He's with us. And when he said this, he showed them his hands, his side. When the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord, they now understood just as Mary understood. And Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. My friend, when you come to Jesus, there's peace. There's salvation, saved from sin and darkness, whatever it is with which you struggle. There is salvation for you from that. So that you can have eternal life. Eternity in heaven is a done deal through Jesus Christ. Wow. And they got it. And when he had said this, verse 22, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. Now Thomas, we call him the doubter, right? Doubting Thomas. Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, they called him a twin, he was a twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, unless I see in his hands the marks of the nails, place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand in his side, I will never believe." He didn't understand. He didn't get it, even though he heard about it. 8 days later, verse 26, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Same thing. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." And Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." He connected the dots. He saw Jesus before him. And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me?" Kind of like after all that the Old Testament has said about the fact that the Messiah would come and do what I have done, and I did this based on all the prophecies, and I was the fulfillment of all of that, and yet you still struggled, and just because you see me, you believe? Yeah, Thomas finally got it. Seeing Jesus dissipated all doubt. You know, some say that seeing is believing. I often wonder what it would be like, going back to my illustration earlier, to take someone from Bible times and bring them here this morning and let them see the airplanes. Take them down to the Dayton Airport. Watch this. You know, this plane takes off like, whoa, what is that? You know? And show them some YouTube videos. You know? Like, whoa. You know? And, hey, you know, listen to this. I can call my mom. We can do FaceTime. They wouldn't even say, that's like the Jetsons. They didn't even have the Jetsons. You know? And just think how all of these things, and like I mentioned earlier, the medical procedures, like watch one of those on YouTube, like, whoa, you know. What it would be like for them to go from then till now? In much the same way, we're asking by God to go from now to then. To believe the significance of what has happened on the cross and the empty tomb, even though we haven't seen it. To go from now to then and believe. Blessed are those, Jesus said, who have not seen and yet believe. He's talking about you and me. We could say, well, we don't have, and maybe you're here this morning, and or maybe you're watching, you're listening, and you say, yeah, well, that's me. I'm kind of like Thomas, you know, prove it. I'll believe it when I see it. There's a song that says, some people say, seeing is believing, but Scripture basically says, believing is seeing. How does this happen? How does this help you connect the dots? How does this whole concept help you grasp the significance of this? Scripture calls it faith. Blessed are those who believe. Blessed are those who have faith. Now, sometimes we think of faith as this, it's like, oh, okay, all right, well, here I go. I'm gonna try this, you know. Kind of like Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, just stepping out, like, oh, here we go. Yeah. Scripture says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's And my friend, if you believe today that Jesus did this for you, it helps you connect the dots. It helps you more fully grasp the significance of what Jesus did for you through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Verse 30. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. My friend, that is the significance of the resurrection of Jesus. He rose from the dead. And he, through his death, his burial, and resurrection, provides new life if you believe that he did that for you, that he did that in your place. That if you don't understand the significance, you can't possess the wonder of what has happened for you. And that's why this morning I just wanted to take some time and just help. I've overused this phrase already, but help connect the dots. To help you grasp the significance of these events on this awesome day as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. This morning, you've seen the rest of the story. This morning, you've seen why Christians go to church on Sundays. Because really, every Sunday is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. The question today is, we've seen Jesus through his word today. Won't you come to Jesus? Allow him to fill the emptiness of your heart. Empty eggs. You know, you go through the challenges of this life and talk about an Easter egg hunt, and if you had to buy Easter eggs, you might as well mortgage the house, right? You know, the price of eggs have gone up. Yeah, in fact, that's why we use plastic eggs. Can't afford real ones. It's like, man, we have more month than money. I'm having challenges with my kids. I'm having challenges with my parents. We're just going through the difficulties of this life. The fears, the worries, the addictions, the struggles. God, help us. Where can we find that help and hope? It's through Jesus. It's through Christ. Through Christ alone. He is the one who gives the hope that you and I are looking for, and we find it in Jesus. We have the hope that the world is looking for, and that is found through Jesus, in Jesus alone. And when you do that, you have the hope of new life. You have heaven as a promise and a certainty. And we look forward to that day when we will be with him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your work in our hearts and lives through our time together today. And it's my prayer that hearts would be drawn to you. That every one of us would understand the full significance. Everyone that's here, everyone who's watching, everyone who's listening would understand the significance, not just as a historical event that Jesus died and was buried and rose again, but who he was and that he was God the Son who could take away the sins of the world. And Father, I pray that there would be repentance from sin and faith in salvation today. Open our eyes that we would see Jesus. And with heads bowed and eyes closed, I pray that through the eyes of your heart today that you would place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That you would come to Jesus today. We want to help you with that. That's the most important message we could ever proclaim, and that's here today to tell you about the salvation that you can have through Jesus. Many of you already know Jesus. Pray for those who don't, but also pray that God would work in your heart to strengthen your faith as a result of our time together today and to live in light of these truths. I'll be down front here for a few moments while we sing. After the service, I'll be in the back. If you'd like to talk to me about your need for salvation, tell me I want to come to Jesus. And I'll have someone take you aside and pray with you. We want to be an encouragement to you. We want to be a help to you as we connect, help you connect the dots concerning these things. Father, work in all of our hearts to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
The power of the resurrection is not fully appreciated in Christ's resurrection.